Does apple cider vinegar kill mold? Got mold creeping up your walls, tiles, and ceilings, and you're looking for a natural solution? You might be wondering, does apple cider kill mold? Today, we're unpacking what science says about apple cider vinegar killing mold, how it compares to white vinegar, how to use it, when to avoid it, and what to do if your mold problem goes beyond the level of a DIY cleaning. Let's dive in. What is apple cider vinegar? Really? Apple cider vinegar, or ACV, is made from fermented apples, specifically from fall or winter, which contains enough sugar for the process. It goes through two stages of fermentation. The first turns apple juice into alcohol, and the second converts that apple juice into acetic acid, which gives vinegar its sharp smell and microbial fighting abilities. The acetic acid, typically between 5 to 6% in apple cider vinegar, is not only used in the kitchen because of the concentration, it's actually also used as a disinfectant. People have been using it for centuries as a natural cleaner, deodorizer, and yes, to get rid of mold. But how does it really work against mold? Let's see. Let's talk science. Mold loves an environment where the pH is between 5 or 6, i.e. the bathroom. Because apple cider vinegar naturally has a pH between 2 and 3, which is very acidic, it is a natural mold busting killer. According to research, acetic acid, specifically at 2 or 3, breaks into mold cells. It disrupts the mold's natural pH of 5 between 6, and most importantly, prevents it from growing or reproducing. It's not about pH. Well, it is, but not completely. What's more important as well is the type of mold that we're attacking here. Some molds are tougher than others, just like humans, and they might have resistance against apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar against white vinegar for mold. Both white vinegar and apple cider vinegar contain acetic acid, but their concentration and composition differ. White vinegar usually contains a pH of acetic acid of 4 to 7, and it is more purified, basically just acid and water. It works very well on non-porous surfaces like glass and tile, and what's lovely about it is that it leaves no residue, whereas apple cider vinegar has a acetic acid between 5 and 6, but it also includes sugars, minerals, and other compounds from apples. On the bright side, it smells more pleasant. On the downside, it may leave residue. It may not penetrate mold as effectively, especially on porous surfaces. Bottom line is, apple cider vinegar is useful, but white vinegar is more potent and effective. Can apple cider vinegar kill mold even though it is less effective than white vinegar? In a recent study, apple cider vinegar was effective at killing Penicillium crono type of mold. However, this type of mold is only found inside homes. To the contrary, it was not effective at cleaning. It's a more potent and abundant type of mold that's just seen more often. Cleaning professionals claim that apple cider vinegar does work on light concentrations of mold, and depends on the type of mold, as we explained. However, when it comes to more resilient, deeper infestation, widespread infestation, it's just not cutting the job. When apple cider vinegar works and when it doesn't. Let's begin. Apple cider vinegar does work for surface level mold, such as on a desk, wall, ceiling, tile. Mild mold in kitchens and bathrooms. Short-term prevention of mold growth. But it does not work well with large infestations or black mold. Mold inside HVAC systems or ductwork. Deep-rooted mold, such as in drywall, wood, or carpet. For anything beyond surface level contamination, you're probably better off with commercial grade chemicals or by calling a professional like Roachy Cleaning. How to use apple cider vinegar to remove mold. If you're dealing with light mold that's not deeply rooted and it's not widespread and you want to use apple cider vinegar, this is how you do it. Step one, safety first. Ventilate the room. You don't want to breathe these harsh chemicals. You don't want to breathe the spores. Wear gloves, a mask, and if needed, eye protection. Glasses like these won't cut it. Mold spores can become airborne, so stay protected. Safety first. Prep your tools, such as raw apple cider vinegar with strong acidity levels, spray bottle, scrubbing brush, and sponge, a dry cloth or paper towels. Step three, apply generously. Spray apple cider vinegar undiluted directly into the mold. Make sure the area is soaked. Let it sit for at least 1 hour. This gives the apple cider vinegar and its acidity the ability to break down the mold, spores, and the cells within it. Step four, scrub and remove. Use a clean cloth to wipe away any mold spores. Dry the area thoroughly because mold thrives on humidity and wet areas. Repeat step four if necessary. Most likely, it'll be necessary. Safety tips and warning. Never mix chlorine with vinegar. It causes chlorine gases that will harm you, to say the least. Always ventilate during mold cleanup. This means open the windows and doors. Always test on a small area before spreading it broadly. Remember to use undiluted apple cider vinegar for best results. During and after, make sure to store your tools and supplies out of the reach of children. Protect them by all means. How to prevent mold regrowth. Nobody wants that stuff coming back. Killing mold is the first step, but preventing it from coming back, now that's the goal. Keep humidity levels below 50%. Use fans and a dehumidifier on all areas. Fix all leaks in pipes, roofs, and more pipes. Regularly clean damp surfaces with vinegar. Use mold-resistant paints and materials in prone areas. But most importantly, consistent upkeep prevents it and prevents it and prevents it. So don't be lazy out there. Alternatives to apple cider vinegar. If apple cider vinegar isn't cutting it, try these. White vinegar. It's stronger in acidity. Hydrogen peroxide. It's great for hard surfaces such as tiles. Tea tree oil, a natural antifungal and proven to be effective. If you just want to get to it, commercial grade cleaners. There's a wide spread of them. Do your research, find the best one. Maybe you need to buy one, two, or three. Trial and error. Do your own experiment. So, does apple cider vinegar kill mold? Absolutely, for light infestations only. If you want to level up your game, you're going to have to go straight to the commercial cleaners and kill it for good. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, and share. Stay tuned for the next episode.